Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques to assist you in making changes, feeling better, moving forwards, getting motivated, and to thrive. Maybe you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or perhaps you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. In this episode, we will be discussing a mindfulness technique called the loving kindness meditation. This method of meditation assists with developing compassion, both for yourself as well as others. We will discuss the latest research on this style of meditation and the many benefits that it provides. You will also have the opportunity to experience a loving kindness meditation to assist you with connecting with compassion. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, blog posts, and the web store, which contains premium hypnosis programs that can assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as healing the inner child, attracting abundance, forgiveness, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. Mindfulness meditation has developed over the years, and research has shown the tangible health benefits that it provides. It has become widely accepted as a form of treatment that is employed by psychotherapists, psychologists, and psychiatrists to assist their clients in their healing process. Every person on this planet experiences their own struggle with life. At one time or another, everyone in this world experiences sadness, anger, or hurt, emotional pain or suffering, feelings of insecurity or inadequacy. Every human wants to be safe, experience well-being, joy, and happiness. I believe that learning to be loving and kind, first to ourselves and then to those around us, can create a huge impact. Throwing a pebble into a pool of water sends waves and ripples outwards on the surface. Practicing love and kindness in our interactions sends out waves and ripples. If there's one thing that the world could use more of right now, it is love and kindness. One of the methods of increasing compassion, empathy, love, and kindness is through the loving kindness meditation practice. There is science that backs up the benefits of this technique. Research that was completed by Barbara Fredrickson in 2008 discovered that practicing loving-kindness meditation increases love, joy, contentment, gratitude, and hope. It also increases the perception of social support, increases empathy and compassion, and reduces biases. This research discovered that the loving-kindness meditation fosters the feeling of having a purpose in life, which increased life satisfaction in individuals and reduced their anxiety and depression. In another study that was completed in 2014 by Hutcherson, Sipala, and Gross, it was discovered that this meditation activates empathy and emotional processing in the brain. It also increased the volume of gray matter in regions of the brain that are responsible for regulating emotion. Yet another study found that loving-kindness meditation increases the tone of the vagus nerve, which increases positive emotions and fosters a feeling of social connection. Other research has indicated that loving-kindness meditation decreases migraines, chronic pain, and PTSD symptoms. In essence, the research completed thus far has indicated that loving-kindness meditation has the potential to increase positive emotions in daily life, as well as foster a deeper feeling of connection with others. As humans, we are social creatures, and it is vital to our well-being to have deep, meaningful relationships. When we feel connected to others and have a strong social support framework, it assists with the ability to cope with stress, promotes better mental health, and enhances self-confidence and self-esteem. Daniel Goleman, the author of Primal Leadership, Unleashing the Power of Emotional Intelligence, has explained how this type of meditation can impact our mind and our outlook immediately. He has stated that people who do this meditation, who've just started doing it, are kinder. They're more likely to help someone in need. They're more generous, and they're happier. Through his research, he discovered that there are brain areas that help us or that make us want to help someone that we care about. And these areas of the brain connect with the circuitry for feeling good. He has stated that this is why it feels so good to be kind, and that all of these benefits show up very early, in just a few hours of total practice of loving kindness or compassion meditation. He also identified three different kinds of empathy, all of which are strengthened when practicing loving kindness. The first two types of empathy are understanding another person's perspective and being able to connect with them emotionally. But the most important and powerful type of empathy is empathic concern. He has stated that you can have the first two and not be particularly concerned or caring. But if you have all three of these styles of empathy, then you have the whole package. He has found that love and kindness meditation strengthens that third, that it strengthens the empathic concern. This begins to change how you behave, how you feel, and also what's happening within your brain. It begins to rewire the brain to become more kind and empathetic. And quite naturally, people begin to find themselves acting and feeling differently. In this exercise, you're going to have the opportunity to experience the loving-kindness meditation for yourself. So if you so choose and you'd like to participate in this exercise, find a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, begin by focusing on your breathing. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. And exhale. Take another deep breath, holding it for a moment at the top of the inhale. And as you exhale, allow your body to soften. Let every breath that you take from this moment forwards relax you more and more. Relaxing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body. If any part of your body is not completely relaxed, do whatever you need to do. You can move or adjust your body in any way. Just make sure that you're comfortable. I'm going to count from 1 to 20. With every number, allow yourself to move further and deeper into relaxation. The higher the number, the more deeply relaxed you will become. The more deeply relaxed, the higher the number. 1. 2, relaxing more and more. 3. 4, letting go. 5. 6, deeper and deeper relaxed. 7. 8. 9. 10, relaxing all the way down. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, fully relaxed, feeling safe and secure, feeling very good now. In this relaxed, focused state of awareness that you're in now, we can begin the work that we're here to do together today. This loving-kindness meditation will be focusing on the good qualities of yourself and the good qualities of others. You can begin by turning your attention to yourself. You can begin by noticing your own goodness, your own kindness. You can bring into your mind all of the things that you have done in the past, all of the things that you've done in the past that were kind, that were good-hearted. Reach down deeply and access those memories. Really feel them. You can allow yourself to savor those memories, to celebrate your potential for kindness, for goodness, and for love. Just spend a moment celebrating these memories, enjoying them. Allow that feeling of goodness to flow through every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body. Just noticing all of the goodness that is within you. Good. Now, you can repeat the following words in your mind, or if you so choose, you can say these words out loud to give them greater strength. May I live in safety. May I be safe and protected, free from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and content. May I experience peace. May I experience joy. May I have physical health. May I experience ease of well-being. May I live with ease. May I live in safety. May I have mental happiness. May I experience ease of well-being. May I be safe and protected. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and content. Just letting the feeling of goodness flow through you, flowing through every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body. Now, imagine yourself in the very center of a circle, surrounded by those who have been kind to you, or who have shown you love. Notice the people in the circle. those people who have helped you, those people who have been generous or kind, and if you can't think of anyone that you know, it's perfectly okay to put anyone that you choose in the circle. It could be someone that you've read about. It could be a public figure, an author, someone that inspires you. And as you bring the image of these people to mind and feel their presence as if they're standing around you, you can focus on them one at a time and say the following phrases either in your mind or out loud to give them greater strength. May you live in safety. May you have mental happiness. May you experience peace. May you experience joy. May you have physical happiness. May you have physical health. May you live with ease. Just continue to move around the circle to each person, expressing this kindness, expressing this love, expressing this compassion. May you live in safety. May you have mental happiness. May you have physical health. May you live with ease. Now, imagine someone in the circle who is experiencing difficulty, loss, pain, or unhappiness. And as you focus on this individual, you repeat the following words in your mind, or you say them out loud to give them greater strength. May you live in safety. May you have mental happiness. May you experience peace. May you experience joy. May you have physical health. May you live with ease. Now, Think of someone that you have mild difficulty with. Maybe there's resentment or anger. Or maybe you're experiencing challenges within your relationship. Just take a moment and practice offering loving kindness to this person, if you so choose. Repeat the following words in your mind, or say them out loud to give them greater strength. May you live in safety. May you have mental happiness. May you experience peace. May you experience joy. May you have physical health. May you live with ease. Just noticing how you feel. Noticing how it feels in your body. Maybe you find that you're more relaxed. Maybe you can feel goodness as it flows through your being. Just notice what you notice. When we practice love and kindness, it is the greatest respect and compassion for yourself, as it allows you to let go. Letting go of resentment, letting go of anger, and simply connecting with this loving kindness. Now take a moment and think if there's anyone else, a person, it could be an animal, anyone else that you would like to offer loving kindness to. Focus your awareness upon them and say it out loud or in your mind. May you live with ease. May you live in safety. May you have mental happiness. May you experience joy. May you experience peace. May you have physical happiness. May you have physical health. May you live with ease. Now, allow the images to fade from your mind. And imagine yourself going out into the future. And take a moment and imagine yourself offering love and kindness to people as you go through your day. Perhaps a clerk at a store, other drivers on the street, the people that you interact with on a daily basis. Your coworkers, your family, your friends. And just notice what the power of loving kindness brings to those interactions. Notice what changes, what moves, what evolves. And just make a mental note of those things. Small changes bring big results and can have a huge impact. A simple act of being more loving and kind first with yourself and then with others can have a huge impact in every area of your life. And you bring all of this wonderful feeling back from the future, back to the present moment. Take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the feeling of goodness as it flows through your system. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. As I count from 1 to 10, emerge from relaxation. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, take a deep breath in. 3, coming up. 4, 5, emerging from relaxation. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. Practice this loving kindness meditation on a daily basis, every day for the next 7 days. Notice any changes that happen. Perhaps you'll notice an increase in positive emotions, or perhaps a deeper connection with those people that you share your life with. The more that you practice this technique, the easier and more powerful it will become. Learn hypnosis through the Mind Institute's Hypnosis Certification Course. Discover the power and the promise of clinical hypnosis in this foundational course. You'll explore the power of the subconscious mind and understand how hypnosis works for change. You'll learn professional protocols and important ethical standards and boundaries. You'll learn how to tailor hypnosis inductions to clients' needs to help them let go of weight, stop smoking, manage stress and emotions, and make other desired life changes. You'll also learn how to adopt techniques to help clients get free of fears and phobias, to learn how to change beliefs that limit people so that they can manage anger, raise self-esteem, and move beyond victimhood. You'll explore the use of hypnosis for group work, along with contemporary clinical applications of neurolinguistic programming. You'll also learn how to use hypnosis to heal the inner child, to assist clients in overcoming anger through compassion-focused forgiveness processes, and releasing the ties that bind in order to make healthier life choices. With over 170 lessons and 25 hours of audio and video lectures at your fingertips, with 75 hours of self-practice, assignments, test cases, and mentoring meetings, this comprehensive online course will provide you with everything that is required to begin confidently practicing hypnosis upon graduation. Become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist by visiting www.mindinstitute.ca. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to head on over to www.youtube.com/hypnosistoronto and subscribe. I'll be posting additional videos and information that will not be available on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for new episodes. Take care and be well until next time.